It is said of Princess Diana that immediately after returning home from spending the evening or being with someone in an activity, she would write a note of appreciation. Immediately, even before going to bed, she would express her gratitude for the time that she had spent with that individual. What characterizes you as a person of gratitude? Throughout this month, we are looking at this subject of gratitude. We began last week by evaluating our gratitude. We said four things. Number one, being a thankful person is more than just thinking you are a thankful person. Number two, in other words, you can't assume you are thankful. You must show, demonstrate, prove that you are thankful. Thirdly, thankfulness is a fundamental test of whether we honor or dishonor God. And finally, thankfulness is meant to be conspicuous. Is thankfulness a conspicuous characteristic of your life? The issue is not only whether I am grateful, but how gratitude is manifested in my life. By biblical standards, true gratitude is expressed. It is measurable and quantifiable. And it is a key defining standard of a true follower of Jesus Christ. We can't overstate the importance of gratitude. This evening, we are going to be looking at upgrading our gratitude, overflowing thankfulness. We're going to be looking at a key verse of scripture from a short little letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a group of Christians he had never seen and would never see. He only knew them through a second-hand account from someone else. It was the church at Colossae. Very short letter, just 90-some verses long. But it is a great case study when it comes to looking at this issue of gratitude. How important it is in our lives. Things that should cause us and prompt us to be grateful. And this subject that we are looking at this evening, the measurability, the flow, the increase of gratitude in our lives. So let's look at this aspect, the measure of gratitude. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul wrote, "So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." This would be a great passage to memorize. Very easy, but very important. Look at the words again. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Now let's note a couple of things about these two verses. First of all, it begins with the words, so then. Those are connecting words, words indicating that there is a larger context. You know, you and I live in a world of sound bites. When in composing a story, a journalist will take a sentence or cut to someone saying something brief. But rarely does that give us an understanding of what that person was saying. And yet all too often, what is being said by the journalist will be predicated upon something that is briefly stated by someone else. And to have real understanding and insight, we need a larger context. Now, the Apostle Paul is saying these words here in a larger context. It's based on what he has said in chapter 1, what he has said thus far in chapter 2. The importance of faith in Christ, the substance and significance of this life that we share in Christ, the hard work of Paul on behalf of people that he had never seen, praying, teaching, writing to them to encourage them and to bring them to a place where they have truly come to understand the substance of the life that they have in Christ, where they are no longer living a marginal life in Christ, but one that is rich. He writes these words, he tells them, so that they will not be taken captive by some empty philosophy and way of thinking that their culture wants them to embrace, is pressing upon them, but that they will truly come to strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. Here's an indication of spiritual growth. You and I should be continuing in Christ, growing in Him. And Paul emphasizes three aspects of spiritual growth: rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and the one that we are considering tonight, overflowing with thankfulness. So what do we need to see here in the measure of gratitude? First of all, thankfulness will be evident in the life of one who is in Christ. You will recognize a Christian as being a true Christian, as one who possesses the life of Christ within them, because they are thankful. Now, the Apostle Paul draws a contrast here. Those who do not have the life of Christ in them are not thankful to God. In a verse that we looked at last week, Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." The person who does not have the life of Christ in them is not thankful to God. On the other side, he wrote to the Colossians and said to them in chapter 1 and verse 12 that an evidence of their spiritual growth would be that they are giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. He goes on to emphasize that God the Father has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You know, the person who is in Christ never gets tired and never gets far away from testifying how grateful they are that the Lord has saved them. They never forget how they came to know Christ as their Savior. And even those who come to know Christ when they are children, who may not even be able to look back and recognize a specific time, a specific event when they gave their hearts to Christ, yet still, they can't forget the fact that God has saved them. And the awareness of their salvation is always precious to them. And they continue to be thankful that they know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. A key evidence of someone who is truly a Christian will be that they are thankful for the work of redemption that God has accomplished in their lives. We can never overstate the importance of evidence or proof in a Christian's life. Evidence is critical in any case that is brought before a court. If the evidence is not strong, if the evidence does not stand up in court, the case will be dismissed. The charges against the person will be dismissed. They must be substantiated. And in the same way, you and I can't overstate the importance of being able to substantiate our claim that we are a Christian. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So what substantiates the fact that we are in Christ? That we are his follower, a disciple? According to the words of Jesus here, it is the evidence of fruit. It's not enough just to say, "I am a Christian." If I am truly in Christ, I will bear fruit. And that fruit will substantiate my connection to Christ. The life of Christ in me. And Jesus said, it will bring glory to the Father, and it will demonstrate or prove that you are my disciple. To the Christians at Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else." James wrote that faith without works is dead. And the Apostle Paul was commending the demonstrable proof of the faith that the Corinthians claimed to have in Christ. Look at that sentence. because of the service by which you have proved yourselves. Look at what else he said. Obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. Generosity was the result of their faith in Christ. It was the service by which they proved themselves. They did not just claim to be in Christ. They had demonstrated it by obedience. In this case, it was an act of generosity. The Apostle Paul was taking an offering for the believers back in Jerusalem who were experiencing a famine and were in great need. Again, James said, if you see your brother in need, but you simply say, God bless you, and you don't do anything to alleviate that need, your faith is useless. Well, the Apostle Paul commended the faith of the Corinthians. They saw the need. They responded to that need with generosity. And the service that they rendered showed their obedience in loving their neighbor as themselves. What James called the royal law of love. Again, we can't overstate the importance of evidence or proof in the Christian's life. If someone is truly in Christ, there will be evidence of Christ's life within that person. The branch always duplicates the life of the vine. And a chief characteristic of the Christ life is manifested thankfulness. Manifested thankfulness. Further on in his letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul, in describing what it means to reflect the image and knowledge of Christ, wrote these words, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." He continued, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through Him." Thankfulness reflects the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Thankfulness is truly and absolutely an evidence, a proof that one is in Christ, that one possesses the life of Christ. Just as thankfulness must be evident and not merely assumed, it is also measurable. According to the Apostle Paul, here in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, thankfulness is a clear indicator of one's spiritual development. He wrote, overflowing with thankfulness. In verse 6, he said, "You receive Christ, now continue in Him." At the end of verse 7, in describing what it means to continue in Christ, we find these words, overflowing with thankfulness. Now let's dissect this term. Beginning with the word thankfulness. In our study last week, we said that there are two primary words in the New Testament for thankful, thankfulness, thanksgiving. The word charis, which means grace, meaning that thankfulness or gratitude is a result of grace and is evidence of a gracious heart, a gracious spirit. And the second word Eucharistia. The same word that is used for communion, Eucharist. The cup of thanksgiving, as the Apostle Paul speaks of it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It is this word, Eucharistia, that the Apostle Paul uses here in chapter 2 and verse 7, overflowing with thankfulness, Eucharistia. It means the act of giving thanks and conversation marked by the gentle cheerfulness of a grateful heart. Conversation marked by the gentle cheerfulness of a grateful heart. You see, Jesus said that out of the overflow of the heart, one speaks. When you open your mouth, your heart flows out. What is stored up within you flows out. And the person that is truly thankful, when you are in conversation with them, you will hear them expressing their thankfulness, their gratitude. We referenced a moment ago, chapter 3 and verse 15, where the Apostle Paul said, "And be thankful." As a characteristic of the knowledge and the image of Christ being in our lives. Paul uses a different form of this same word in verse 15. Eucharistos. It means grateful, mindful of benefits. So whereas Eucharistia indicates the act of giving thanks, opening our mouths and thankfulness flowing out, Eucharistos is an awareness, a mindfulness of benefits. It reminds us of what David wrote in Psalm 103 in verse 2, when he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." It is being aware, having an understanding, keeping it at the forefront of my perspective and my perception of life. It means that I am never far away from my next word, my next articulation, being one of gratitude and thankfulness. Now let's look at the word overflowing. Parousio is the Greek word. It is a word that is very expansive in its meanings. Here are five of them. They're all interrelated. You'll see similarities between each of them. To be over and above. That's a very obvious definition for overflowing. To exist in full quantity, to be abundant. In other words, it's not a half full glass, it is a full glass. To increase, to be augmented. That indicates something that is growing. We're adding to be advanced, more prominent, something that becomes more identifiable, advancing stages of something. And finally, to be possessed in full sufficiency. Now, all of these definitions are found in different verses of the New Testament. They are all aspects of what it means to possess the life of God in a measure that is increasing within us. It is the same word that is used in Romans chapter 5 and verse 15. The Apostle Paul is talking about the gift of God's grace to us, God's response to our sinfulness. And he wrote these words, "But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?" Several verses later, the Apostle Paul gave us a contrast so that we would understand the greatness or the overflow of God's grace to us. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. A key indicator that you and I are growing in Christ should be that we are increasing in our thankfulness until it becomes a dominant characteristic of our lives, our speech. There are markers of physical health and development. There are markers of that we expect of our children, indicators that they are growing and developing as they should. We wait to hear them say their first word, take their first step. We expect them to develop normally, measurably. We expect them to pass the first grade, the second grade, the third grade, till they graduate from high school, go to college, graduate from college. In the same way, the measure of thankfulness reveals whether one is growing in Christ or spiritually deficient. So how do we upgrade our gratitude? As you read the letters of the Apostle Paul, it is very evident that he was a man overflowing with thankfulness. You will find him beginning his letters by giving thanks to God for the people to whom he is writing. He is thankful for God's grace in his own life and aware of God's grace at work in the lives of other people. We find him writing to give thanks for the prayers of others on his behalf. He is aware of the spiritual growth, the spiritual development, the increasing spiritual growth of others. And he writes to tell them that he never stops giving thanks for their developing faith and increasing love. He is thankful for relationships, thankful for partnerships in spreading the good news of Christ. And he writes to tell people that he is thankful. The Apostle Paul lived a life of overflowing thankfulness. Now let me ask you, when was the last time you went up to someone on a Sunday morning and said, "I have been watching your life, and I can see how much you are growing in Christ. And in prayer this week, I was thanking God for your spiritual growth." Or when was the last time you sat down and you wrote a note to someone and you said, as Paul said to the Philippians, "I thank my God every time I think of you. I am grateful for your partnership with others here at Moravia." And because of your faithfulness, we have been able to do this or that for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not even make it spiritual. When was the last time you sat down and you wrote a note of appreciation to someone? You sent a card just to say, "I'm so glad I know you. I am grateful that you are my friend." You and I can begin to upgrade our gratitude this very evening. We can do what Princess Diana said, what she did. We can think of being with other believers today and just write a note and say, "I'm so thankful that I saw you today at church. I'm so thankful that I was with you this evening for the Sunday evening service. I am glad that you are my brother or sister in Christ." Remember, gratitude is not really authentic unless it is practiced, unless it is demonstrated. Awareness and practice. Those are both necessary if we are going to upgrade our gratitude. Those are both necessary if we are going to become people who overflow with thankfulness. And overflowing thankfulness is a necessary characteristic that you and I are spiritually healthy, that we are growing in Christ, and that the life of Christ is truly filling us and making us more like Jesus. You see, Jesus was thankful. We can read in the Gospels how he expressed his gratitude to the Father. His gratitude for how the Father was at work in the lives of others. His gratitude to the Father. And if you and I are overflowing with thankfulness, it will be evidence that the life of our Lord is in us. Pursue gratitude. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for your word. We have so much for which to be thankful. Father, we have so many evidences of your goodness, your faithfulness in our lives. Every day we experience your mercies that are new. We experience your providential care and provision. We experience your sovereignty. You give us wisdom. You enable us to respond in a Christ-like manner to difficult circumstances. You keep us from danger. You keep us from sin. Every day we experience your grace and your goodness to us. And Father, we don't want to simply be people who know that you are good. We want to be deeply aware of how you are at work in our lives, in the lives of others. And like the Apostle Paul and like our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to overflow with gratitude to you. And so, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will take the words of Scripture that we have looked at this evening. You will help us to hide those words in our heart. You will help us to till them into the soil of our souls, to cultivate a life of awareness and gratitude. Help us to put gratitude into practice this week. Help us to overflow every day with thankfulness. Help us to live out the life of Christ as a thankful people. We pray in the name of Jesus our Lord and for his glory. Amen.